want to start doing a little bit more Keseder of the Mishnayis, so we'll start from Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. In Perek Beis, we find not only a Mishnah Aleph, we find in a bunch of Mishnayis a big Yisrael. Rabbi Omar, Ezu Derech Yishara Sheyibaloi HaAdam. Rabbi used to say, Ezu Derech Yishara Sheyibaloi HaAdam. In the Hemshech, we have Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai had Chomish Talmidim. Amalem Surahu Ezu Derech Toiva Sheyibaloi HaAdam. He asked his Talmidim, they should look, Ezu Derech Toiva Sheyibaloi HaAdam. As a Maisa, there's a very big Yisoid over here. Like a lot of people think, the way they are is not Tali Bahem. Like, this is the way I was born, this is my midas, this is the way I am. Sometimes we feel we're molded by the society we're in, the social pressures that we're in. We have to act a certain way. Over here, it's coming to be Magala, a big Yisoid in life. That every person has a bechira on who he's going to be and what he's going to be. Every person can make a decision. Yeah. Now, so what does that mean? Okay, I'm going to decide to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky and poof, it's going to happen. No, it doesn't mean that, okay, you make a decision and very easily it happens. There are things you have to work to make it happen. But every person makes a decision deep down inside, and sometimes you can do it subconsciously and not even realize. And it's very important to talk to yourself and really work on yourself. Where am I heading in life? What do I want to be? What am I looking for myself? That's what they're coming to do. Sai Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, when he spoke to his Talmidim, he said, what's the Derech HaToiv? What's the Derech HaYoshel Sheyidlok Ba'adam? As L'chayra, everyone will say, Tayag Mitzvahs. Very simple. You know, okay, we have Tayag Mitzvahs. We know what we're supposed to do. Open up the Mesilas Yesharim. Open up Chayvis Alvavis, and you'll see what you're supposed to do. What kind of a question is that that you could answer in one Mishnah? But you see over here, and this is a big nukuda, in life there's klolim and there's pratim. As avadim pratim, there's tayag mitzvahs, ein maladaber. But it's very important to have a klolistic idea of where you're heading and what you're doing. And that's what he's coming to teach him. Ezu derech yishara. You should have klolim in life, like where you're heading, ba'ofen klali, what you should do. You could be kaveya, the klalim, in your life. And it's a very big yisayt. You may have to work to be miyased it. You should be kaveya, clearly the klalim. As what does Rebbe say? He points out two things. Kol shi teferes loy sel, v'teferes loy min adam. Aleph, he speaks about kovid, what's real kovid. And Beis, afterwards, he speaks in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, Matan Schorei Shal Mitzvahs, Vehefset Shal Averis. He speaks about, you want to be Marviach, big, you want to have a lot. You want to have Toivo. You don't want to have a bad life, you want to have a good life. You want to have a lot of good things going on in your life. You don't want to have a bad life. As he speaks about Kovid and Toivo. How does a person, what to look for? How to know what Kovid is? As L'chayra, it's a very interesting thing. Like, I know what kovid is, and I know what's good for me. As Rebbe has to teach me what kovid is and what's good for me, Shetei D'Lacha. One of the most shveris nisyanis in life is the Yetzahara puts for us a false feeling of kovid, and he makes for us in the Olam HaSheker a false feeling of good. As the avoid of a person constantly with himself is, he has to be yisbar, v'yisam yisetzlo, ma wa teiv amiti, what is the kovid amiti? Because that's what Rebbe is coming to do. Ezu derech yishara sheyiba lo ya'adam, kol shi tferes lo yisea, v'tferes lo yimin ha'adam. The kovid is when a person is makbid on mitzvahs. What's an adam l'chubid? a person that does mitzvahs kiroi, that's the mahalach of Rashi that is going on mitzvahs, the first mahalach of the Rabbeinu Yaakov. A person that gets up and he comes to shachris and he doesn't mizman kriyishma and zman tefillah, he's mechubad. A person that does on purpose, he misses, is zol. He's not mechubad. People don't look up to him. A person that's not matbid on lashon hara, he speaks lashon hara, people look at him bezulus. He's not going to be able to get away from it. He's going to have a terrible reputation. He's not going to be able to cover it up. People that act nice to people, people look up to. People have a way of seeing the emes. I, as you're going to say, when people are machshiv, ashirim, even though they don't have good midas and they don't do midas, yeah, that's a false covet. It's not a real covet of the person. It's a covet of his wealth, not of the person. It's a covet of his status, not of the person. But covet amiti to a person is from the pulis of a person. There's one Zatana, the Mishnah says in Idias, when his father was nifter, he took over for his father, as he said, you should tell everyone that they should be mechaber me. And he answered him so powerfully, Masecha yikarvucha, Masecha yichakucha. I could talk sheker from here till tomorrow. I could tell wonderful sipurei sadikim about you. But at the end of the day, what people see is the way they're going to look at you, the way they're going to deal with you. And this is one place where it's so true, is when it comes to a husband and a wife. A lot of bachurim get away with murderous bachurim, and then when they get married, they want to know why their wife is not machshiv them, why she doesn't look up to them, why she's living with that maimer chazal, tavla meitiv tandu, milamesev amalu. I'm a wonderful guy. Yeah, why is she always pointing things out? Why, yeah. And he doesn't realize that Lamaisa Isha has a tremendous sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives her a Bina Yisera. She sees through you unbelievably. She chops you what you are. And Lamaisa, the covet of a wife, the covet of children, the real covet of the people around you are tali on the way you act. It's very, very important to realize the emes of kavod is mitzvah, shmiras mitzvahs. That's the shita of Rashi. The Rabbeinu Yoina says something else. The Rambam says another malach. Real kavod is midas. The way you act, the midas you have, that's what's going to cause people to be mechaved you. You know those people that are always telling everyone how special they are? I want to tell you a story about me. I did this and I did that and one time I had this. They're always telling everyone stories about them. You know how you look at them, right? Yeah. Are you mechaved them for it? You realize that yaluchah zar v'lo picha. It's not... You don't look up to him for it. Kol haroi devachar hakoved, hakoved b'irachas mimenu. And then there are people that they shuffle v'rach, v'chule, they walk in, they're not looking for everyone to know who they are, they're not looking to stoltz anyone out. That's the people who be'emes you have covered to. As the Rambam says, the Nida Vanova, also there are people that are tough people. They're really hard to deal with. Such people, you're not mechabed. They're pain in the neck. Pshuta kimashmoy, they push it hard to be around. People that are always knocking people, people that always have to get their way, they're very hard to be around. You want to be that kind of a person that everyone looks at you and says, hey, Vey, I have to meet him now. Yeah. And one more time, as a bachur, you can get away with it, because a lot of bachurim, when it comes to their parents spoil them and let them get away with murder. But as life moves on, it doesn't work that way. As someone said, Bizman Hazer, there's a lot of people that they go into postpartum depression. Why? Someone said, interesting svara, because his whole life he was spoiled. Everyone did everything for him. Now, the baby starts crying in the middle of the night. What are you going to do? You know, you're going to say, shut up? The baby's going to keep on crying. The mother, Nebuch, has to get up and take care of someone else. Whole life she was pampered, she took care of herself, everything was wonderful. And now all of a sudden you have to take care of someone. You know, it's a cute little thing that you get it dressed up, it looks pretty, but at night it's really mean. It wakes you up, you're exhausted, you want to go to sleep. Your pashut can't sleep, you want to go to seder and you can't sleep at night. All of a sudden, life has a chrayis. You have to take care, you have to, and it's saying the lady, saying the men. The men don't get postpartum depression, but they have other issues, yeah? Vinishvi, we're not saying everyone in postpartum depression is because they were spoiled. Chas v'shalom, there are many other reasons. But it's something that the more spoiled a person is, the less prepared he is for life. And the more problems he has, when things go wrong, he doesn't know how to handle it. When you work on your midas, it's the difference between chayi gan eden and chayi gehenem. People who always have to get their way, the chayim is going to be chayi gehenem because they're not always going to get their way. But people who are able to be mavral midaseyim, and they know that they're not always going to get their way, and they're able to live afterwards, it's a different kind of a life. They're able to be so well, they're able to move on. A erish tree is very strong, but once you cut it, it doesn't grow back again. People are strong. It could be it's hard to knock them down, but when they get knocked down, v'tzadik ketama yifroch. He's constantly being mechadish. Kima nefila, kima nefila. Why? Because he goes with such an attitude. Okay, it's one of the big nekudas in life is midas. Number one, als kavod, als toivus olam hazeh. Everything is tali on the avodas hamidas. Now, this is very, very important. We all know that good midas are important. What we don't realize is it takes things to work on. It's something you gotta work on to make it happen. It doesn't come natural. We all have a yetzahara. And it's something you're going to have to be oivid very hard to make it work. Especially when a person gets married. It's an avoido to make it work. Azot Rebbe, Ezu Derech Yishara Sheyibodaya Adam. As number one, Chiddush, you could decide to have good midas. You could always change and grow. Number two, Chiddush, in order to do it, you have to be yivaloi, and you have to have a clear goal that you want to make it happen. If you don't work on it and have a clear goal how you're going to make it happen, it's not going to happen. Ledugma. A person has to have a klara tafkid. I want to listen. Ledugma. A person gets married. I want to hear my wife, understand my wife, not brush her off, to feel for her at least a couple of times a day, to have a Kabbalah that's lemaisa, to bring out the midas taibas. Azot Rebbe, Ezu Derech Yishara Sheyibola Yadam. You must make a decision in life. It's not going to happen with Mela. And everyone wants to be b'teferes. Who doesn't want to have a mechuvedika tzura? Who doesn't want to have a good life? What is going to make that happen? Your kpeidah mitzvahs and your midas tovos. That's what gives you the demus and the tzuras hachayim, which is chayim tovim. As that's what he's saying. Kol shi tferes lo yiseh, tferes lo min ha'adam. Mitzarech bir, what do you need both? Tferes lo yiseh, tferes min ha'adam. This is a gevaldige nekuda. There are many things that I say, this is beautiful, it's wonderful. But when I ask everyone else, they look at it a little bit different. Because Ish, kol whatever he wants to do, is yosher be'ena, ledugma. Baruch will say, I'm a night guy. For me, Hashem is okay if I get up and come to Seder at 10:15. Hashem knows me. It's good. You know, I always, my Rebbeim told me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want more than you could do. Hashem gets me. Hashem knows me. Hashem knows I need a chill an hour and a half a night. Hashem knows me. Hashem's good with it. Hashem knows I can't learn on Friday and Shabbos. Hashem knows me. Hashem knows it's not in style anymore. It used to be in style. But now, it's just not in style anymore. As people have loads of way of making excuses. That's why we say Tiferes light from everyone else is looking at you, but Tiferes too. Because if we're going to decide what's the parent Torah with our negias, we're not going to judge it properly. As we have to know how people look at us. That's the fear way. Madugma, you know, a husband comes home, and after he's been in koil for a while, and he gets home, and he eats quickly, and the wife says, I'm exhausted, I had to take care of the children, especially now, they don't have school, and they don't have yeshiva, they don't have school, I must lay down, I'm drained. The husband turns to his wife and he says, Night Seder! And she's plotzing, she can't move. Night Seder. Now, certain times Hashem does want him to go to Night Seder, but certain times it's a nice firm way of making an excuse. Well, I'm gonna stay with these children. I'm wasting my time. But certain times Hashem wants you to stay in her. That's why it has to be Tiferes Lo Min Ha'adam. It has to be accepted because for me, well, I'm a masmid, look, I came, mamish, everyone's talking about me, how the children are not in yeshiva, and I'm in yeshiva 3 starim a day. Yeah. And the guy doesn't realize his wife is talking about him behind his back too. Now, if you could work it out, and she's happy to work it out, gevaldik. We're not saying that every person should be home, but you have to work things out. It should be Tiferes Lo'i from the people around you too. So we use marriage as a dogma because it's a gevaldik dogma, but it's true by Bachrim also, and it's true in every stage of the world. Okay, as Rebbe is telling us an important lesson, let's just make a summation of what we saw to see it over again. You make a decision who you are. You're kaveh your future. Talmidei Chachamim are called boinim, the Gemara in Shabbos says. What did they build? They build a new building in Yeshiva Smir. They build new lights. What did they build? They built themselves. That's your avoda. Vasisem oisam. We say in Kriyishma that our avoda, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, is to make ourselves into better people. You make a decision. You have to make up your mind. Look in life. The Rebbeim used to ask the Talmidim, what do you want to be? L'chayra, this is strange. We all know Q&A. You ask the Rebbeim. What's this business? The Rebbeim asked the Talmidim what you want to be? Yeah. Because if the Rebbeim are going to ask the Talmidim, they're going to have to work. It's much easier. Ask the Rebbeim. Question and answers. I'll get the answers. Great answer. I'll go on weiter in life. Now the Rebbeim are asking questions. What do you want to be? What's the derech which is good for you? Think about it. And try to make it happen. What is the derech? The derech is to be mechazik in mitzvahs, mechazik in midos. That's what's gonna you're gonna be zeicha from. Yeah. And to fear ois, have zohar be mitzvah kala ki bechamura. Sheinati yadei matn schara shel mitzvahs. Tonight's mariv, you have no musig what it's doing to you. Tonight's kriyishma, you have no musig what it's doing for you. What you're being zeicha. We live in a dor where everything is cheap, is all. Chop it. Live it. Build it up for yourself. You have to build your world. What does build your world mean? You have to build the value for your world. And that's you have to build. Mitzvahs is teferes. Mitzvahs is toiv. If you're not going to build it up for yourself, you're not going to talk to yourself, you're not going to be makabel on yourself to do it, then you won't have the proper value and the proper way of looking at life. As Rebbe is challenging all of us, it's about time we sat down and built up our values to have real values. and built up what's real kavod and real value and real taif. Shem Yaza, we should take it to heart together and start working together on building our future, building who we really could be, growing to the heights that we can grow to. Every person should taka b'zeicha to be a teferes, and to be zeicha to halvei taif.